From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Medical officials say dozens of worshippers were killed and more than 100 injured when three suicide bombers blew themselves up at a pair of mosques in Yemen's capital, Sana'a. The attacks took place around the time of midday prayers Friday at the Badr and al-Hashush mosques, which are associated with the Houthi Shiite rebel group that controls Sana'a. Another suicide bomber attacked amid the panic crowds. The Houthi rebels, who are loyal to former Yemeni leader Ali Abdullah Saleh, engaged Thursday in fierce gun battles in the southern city of Aden with a militia loyal to current president Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi. Nuclear deal talks between Iran and the U.S. resumed Friday, but were being put on hold until next week as the Iranian delegation returns home following the death of President Hassan Rouhani's mother. Iran's ISNA news agency reported the negotiations with six world powers will resume on Wednesday. In his Nowruz message to Iranians, U.S. President Barack Obama said this year represents the best opportunity in decades to pursue a different relationship between the two countries. Mr. Obama said the coming days and weeks will be critical.
This is what's at stake today, and this moment may not come again soon. I believe that our nations have a historic opportunity to resolve this issue peacefully, an opportunity we should not miss.
President Obama. At least 11 people have died in the Nigerian border town of Gamboru in an apparent attack by the Boko Haram militant group, which had ceded the territory to Cameroonian forces a few weeks ago. Witnesses said the deadly attack began on Wednesday. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama has told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu he will reassess aspects of the U.S.-Israeli relationship after the Israeli leader's comments rejecting the two-state solution. Mr. Obama delivered the message Thursday during a phone call to congratulate Mr. Netanyahu on his election victory this week, according to a White House official speaking on condition of anonymity. In the lead-up to the Tuesday election, Prime Minister Netanyahu told Israeli media he would never support the creation of a Palestinian state as a way to resolve the long-standing Israel-Palestinian crisis. On Thursday, he appeared to step away from those statements, telling several U.S. media outlets he does not object to a demilitarized Palestinian state, but saying that is not achievable at the current time. European Union leaders meeting in Brussels say they will not lift economic sanctions against Russia until a ceasefire Moscow endorsed last month for war-torn eastern Ukraine is fully implemented. Well, after Russia controversially annexed Crimea from Ukraine a year ago, Ukrainian citizens and military were pushed to choose between becoming a Russian or leaving. VOA's Daniel Scharf reports from Sevastopol, Crimea.
The Russian Navy and Special Forces blockaded and stormed Crimea's Ukrainian bases a year ago, giving the troops inside a choice, join us or leave. With a powerless government in Kiev, most of his fellow servicemen chose Russia's military, says former Ukrainian officer Alexander. He does not want to be fully identified because of the sensitivity of switching sides, but voices no regrets as he considers Russia his homeland.
The most difficult thing was that my father is left in Ukraine. I knew that I would not be permitted to go there. That was the most difficult thing.
But Alexander says his father still visits him in Crimea, and he earns more money now as a Russian officer. Daniel Scherf, VOA News, Sevastopol, Crimea.
New research on global arms trading shows China, with the world's second-largest economy, surpassing Germany to become the world's third-largest arms exporter. Reuters says its news websites have become inaccessible in mainland China in what appears to be the latest effort by Beijing to block Western media outlets. The Britain-based news agency said in a report Friday it's not clear why users in China are being prevented from accessing both its English and Chinese language sites. And Japanese police said Friday they have arrested a man who threatened to bomb the U.S. embassy in Tokyo. Police say the Okinawa resident made phone calls threatening to bomb the embassy as well as Camp Schwab. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
World News from VOA.